Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is Sandra Bueno coming to you from Cary, North Carolina. And this feels like an old experience that I had 12 years back when I had Block Talk Radio, my Power to Be You talk show back in West Palm Beach, when I was just creating the vision that I am here now to launch with all of you, and including here branching out to North Carolina, where I've been living for the past 6-7 years, and where a lot of the growth has taken place, the growth and the boots on the ground. So with me today, I have a very special guest, and I want to present to you who she is, and I've taken this time because she's a great friend of mine, and I thought that who better than to have a person that has walked with me in this journey of trying to develop that vision, that dream, that purpose, but that awareness of who we are as women and who also we are as human beings in this time and place. So she has been someone that's been a friend. She's been a friend to me. She's been a mentor. She's been someone who has been there through the challenges, someone that I can confide in, someone whom I trust, and someone who has a very like-minded spirit of being. And when I say that, I mean we're both children in our heart's core. We're women of God, but we're also children. We're also women who are fun, who are loving, who are spiritful, who are always smiling. But it doesn't mean that we haven't gone through our challenges. So with that said, I want to make sure that Marty's on here. Marty, are you on? Okay, let me just make sure. Where is she? Okay. Marty, are you on?
Yes, hello? I am, and thank you for having me. Yes, hello?
Excellent. So were you able to listen to the introduction?
Yes, ma'am. I sure was.
Okay, don't call me ma'am. So listen, Marty, we have like our 15 minutes here of fame, and this is a show that I'm linking between West Palm Beach when I first got started, you know, where I had this desire of really being able to use personal development coaching, visionary leadership, and to, you know, engage specifically. I was working with nonprofits and then also speakers and coaches, you know, motivational leaders to really take on what I was seeing back then. So this right now, this show is kind of that bridge now that I've gone across to say, here I am building on who the individual is, namely myself, but not for the purpose of me being me, but for the purpose of who am I to help others rise to where they can be? So, you know, to be a mentor, we need to have teachings and a story of, you know, where other people can be inspired by what we've done. So I'd like to give you an opportunity just to share, like, real quickly, like, you know, who are you? You know, where do you come from? And kind of what's your claim to fame? What is it here that you wanna share now that we're here at this platform together?
Woo, what a loaded question, but it's an honor, first of all, to be on here and share this message that I have for the longest time wanted to and didn't know how until I met you and you got me in the right path to just put clarity and true vision of what my dreams had always been. And who am I? I am a child of God that has been through thick and thin and still has the gumption to get on with her life and show the world that she's capable, to show myself that I'm capable of many things. Even as a kid, I heard from my own parents that I was a mistake, but that didn't stop me, on the contrary. And I'm grateful to God for having put the right people along the way where I received all that little bits of information and tools that have helped me until I'm turning 63 next month, but I now realize that all that was the layout of everything the stepping stones of what I needed to go through to be the person that I am today. I'm a U.S. veteran, was in the Air Force, just like Sandra. I also am married for 40 years, and to me that is a phenomenal miracle, because people my age I've met and have had friends that, you know, we're married right after we were and are no longer married and just have given it another go round. But I am grateful that I took my time finding out who I was, even though it was erratic along the way. But I found my life partner, and he has woken up a lot of things in me that I didn't even know I had, along with the rest of the angels that have stepped in the way.
Well, you've just said, you know, you've said a few things, but I would like to stop right there where you said you found your angel and you found, you know, in your relationship. And that's something that on this show we're going to be looking at, because I do find that having that right person, you know, who is it that God has called us to be with? You know, what is it that God has called us to do? And as women, we have such an incredible opportunity to be able to be, you know, visionaries and decision makers and leaders and mentors. But we have an added bonus that it's the fact that we can co-create. You know, we are co-creators with God. And as such, we're also nurturers. You know, when you have a woman in an environment, we change the place. We change our workplace. We change our families. And we can either do good, or we can also go, you know, the other end, create a lot of havoc.
Right.
But I think that that's such a, you know, it's such an important part of us women to have the right partners, to have the people that, you know, one thing is what you do on the outside world, and another one is what you do in your inner being, you know, your inner spirit, your private time, your home life. So that's one of the things that, you know, you just touched upon that I feel we're definitely going to be looking at. So tell us something. Tell the listeners, what is something that you've encountered that, without telling us what it is, not yet, but just say, you know, is there something that you've encountered that at one point was like so traumatic that you never thought you were going to get out of it, and now all of a sudden it's become your anchor, it's become the tool that has let you thrive forward?
Absolutely, and to the point that I was already ready to cash in my chips and give up on life. So definitely I've had that happen to me on numerous occasions, but this particular one set me in a spiral down slope of not having any hope or dreams or any future.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna be doing this episode now. I mean, we're looking at it. Today is the launch episode. This is about making a difference. This is about impacting women. This is about impacting, you know, the woman that basically she is the leader in her family. You know, she's the one that can go into her workplace and change the ambiance. She's the one that through her femininity, through her ability to be different people at the same time, we can definitely impact, you know, those around us and make a difference. And I will never stop. You know, my whole being is about helping youth. So, you know, when I'm talking about women, I'm also talking about parents. I'm talking about, you know, teachers, talking about women who are working and running social service agencies. You know, we're talking about being able to capacitate them, if that's the word. You know, I mean, capacitating is one, but, you know, to capacitate, is that a right word?
Yeah,
I know
in
Spanish it's
enable.
enable, I think, would be better. Yeah, enable through resources, through skills, through coaching, through our own stories. So I'd like to invite you, Marty, to be a part of this with me. And I know you and I can have lots of fun, but we also have great stories that enable us to, you know, show the example. So, you know, I welcome you, I invite you, and I thank you for always being with me.
Thank you. It's an honor to be along in the journey with you, and two heads are always better than one, and many hands are that's where the force is. And so I not only want to be, you know, hanging out with you and doing God's work, but also inviting other people to do the same and find it in their way to get that spirit of hope and can do that we're all capable of putting in our little drop of seeds of, you know, plenitude and joy in this world. We just don't know how, and we need to get with the people that do.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited because now we're on time, so we have like 30 seconds left. And, you know, all I would say is that, you know, we have a great opportunity right now to really make a difference in our communities. And I know that, you know, my plans are huge, but I also say God's plans are even bigger. So with God at the helm, we shall succeed. So this is about womanhood. This is about faith, about purpose, about collaboration, leadership, and really stepping in and putting our feet on the ground. So I welcome you, Marty, and we'll be talking soon.
Thank you very much, and God bless you, and God bless the audience that listens to this and wakes up in them the spirit of wanting.
Awesome. Okay, talk to you soon at the next episode. Stay tuned, people. Power to be you, woman to woman, serving the little girl within us.
Amen.
Bye.